The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of KAOS, nor anyone associated with KAOS. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. All right, welcome to the second half of The Concept of Accepting a Diversity of World Views. And when I look at how much material I still wish to cover, and when I look at how much time I have in which to cover it, then it is already obvious to me that the concept of accepting a diversity of worldviews is going to require a third half, which I will be posting on July 19th, and which will air on Chaos and Fro on July 20th. Anyway, for this next segment, I wish to provide an alternative view upon the subject of sexism, and upon the critique that I am, myself, a sexist. Well, it turns out...
Are you ready?
...that my sesquipedalian friend held that my depictions of a boss and of Julie...
Are you ready?
...represented an example of me defining who is and who is not a woman.
Action, boy!
According to Mr. Anonymous Critic, what I was actually saying...
Action boy now, action girl now, be prepared to slip across the ocean.
...was that if pretty naked girls dance for me in the flowers, then they are women.
Be prepared, don't hesitate.
But that if they were harsh,
or a great big bust,
and or a more masculine type of woman, then they were not really women. He stated that I was, quote, demeaning boss, unquote, by referring to her as a warrior woman. He said, quote, now, instead of calling the woman masculine and militaristic things to discredit them, from being a woman, try redefining what it is to be a woman in your brain. Your rant only gave proof that you are a sexist. Yes, the klaxons on my well-tuned irony detectors were blaring red, and red lights were flashing before I even fully understood what he was trying to say.
Action girl now, be prepared to rearrange the picture.
For actually, my anonymous critic was himself the one who was actually defining women and demeaning boss. Yes, Julie was a dainty, delicate female. Boss is a non-dainty, non-delicate female. Both of them are very much women. Yes, dude. I made up the moniker of boss, and I call her a warrior woman, out of respect for her womanhood, not to discredit it. I greatly admire boss's attributes, both because that is so essentially who she is, and because those attributes are a large part of what makes boss so effective as an activist. And as far as the world of effective activism is concerned, in fact, when it comes to boss, then I am the acolyte sitting at the feet of the master. I thought I made all that clear in my depiction, but I guess it wasn't clear to you, since you considered my paying to be demeaning to boss. Are you saying that rather than celebrating boss's attributes, as I did, that I should have instead ignored or tried to gloss over such an essential aspect of boss's character, as if it is somehow wrong or embarrassing to my way of thinking? That is demeaning to boss, both as a human in general and as a woman in particular. Boss is what boss is, and I think that what boss is pretty freaking awesome. If you read that story as demeaning to boss in any manner, then yes, I would say that of the two of us, me and you, one of us is definitely messed up here. However, your especial wrath was saved for near the end of your critique. I will now quote you. Also, possibly most offensive of all the offensive statements you made in your defense, men who love men do so for the same reasons men love women. And women love women, and women love men. One can make sense of a man loving a man sexually without insisting that their brains are different. Unquote. Really? That was possibly the most offensive thing you found? Dude, I could be a lot more offensive than that, believe me. That's almost insulting. For listeners who may have missed that, I was pushing my women are superior to men shtick, and I mentioned in passing the recently discovered fact that gay men exhibit many of the same differences in brain function and brain physiology as women do. And therefore, that according to my theory, that means that gay men are possibly also superior to other men. I think part of the problem here is that I'm not even really clear about what he found offensive. Was his problem with the fact itself, or with my mentioning of the fact? It also really isn't all that clear how my mentioning a fact about the differences in the sexes in a conversation about differences in the sexes relates to my being a sexist either. But whatever. Anyway, it's time to tie all of this psychological stuff into the concept of accepting a diversity of worldviews. And as for this latest contribution to the Dana is a sexist bandwagon, well, duh. Does anyone really know anyone who isn't? A lot of people don't seem to get it, that all kinds of sexual type stuff is hardwired into your base brain while you're still a little kid. And by the time you're in your 60s like me, a lot of it is pretty much set in concrete. Evidently, most gay people know that they are gay before puberty. I clearly remember always preferring the company of women and girls to that of men and boys before I even knew that sex existed. And you kids these days may have trouble believing this, but during this quaint period of American history, wherein I spent my happy childhood, They were mostly successful at keeping the very existence of sex itself a complete secret from preteen children. Check out an old 60s sitcom called Leave It to Beaver sometime. I lived that sitcom. That is where I grew up. I was the Beaver. Probably quite different than the world you grew up in, eh? And growing up in a different world is likely to give you a different world view, right? So do you want alternate world views? Do you want some truly dark psychological insights? While I cite scientific discoveries that back up my women are superior theories, this is indeed one area in which I also have a psychological stake, because I'll tell you what, kids, I feel that the concept of accepting a diversity of worldviews is so important that for your enlightenment, I am willing to slake your furious dark psychological curiosities and provide some really choice fodder for all of you armchair psychologists out there. Yes, kids, I'm gonna rip it all off and expose myself to you for the cause. And no, I didn't mean it that way. You're the one with your dirty mind here. But seriously, I implore you now to sacrifice for the noble cause of promoting the concept of accepting a diversity of worldviews. For you see, in order to understand this particular worldview, you must first embark upon a dangerous journey of exploration deep into the dark, twisted mystery of Dana's disturbed old white guy sexist mind. Be strong, kids. You can handle it. It's for the cause. However, as I warned you at the beginning of this segment, I don't have enough time this week to cover all of that. Therefore, if you wish to embark upon this dark and dangerous path into my mind, you will need to tune in again 2 weeks from today. How's that for a cliffhanger? For now, though, it's time to get to work. And thus ends part one of The Thunderbolt, Why You Should Be Upset. Next comes part two, What Can Be Done About It? Across Cascadia, the masses are arising in response to
the Olympia Action Alert
for the week of July 6th through July 12th, 2019. Ah, yes, time to get out your pen and paper, or your device, or your photographic memory, or whatever you use to remember information. It's time for the calendar. Our first event is today. In fact, it's happening right now if you're listening to Free Radio Olympia. This is Florecer Aqui e Allá, the International Action and Solidarity Day. This will be from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the Northwest Detention Center. And that's at 1623 East J Street in Tacoma. And for you GPSers, the zip code there is 98421. And this event was organized by La Resistencia. People will be joining us on July 6th for an art auction at the Northwest Detention Center, Tacoma. This Solidarity Day will be coordinated with part of the International Action Florecer Aqui e Allá, organized by deportees, returnees, and others affected by immigration in Mexico City. We will join them to call for an end to detention and deportation in Tacoma and beyond, and to call for better conditions, including free mobility, living wages, education and opportunity, identity document access, united families, and diverse communities for all. At the event, we will be connecting via video with simultaneous actions in Mexico City, New York, Guatemala, and so forth. People will be bringing a seed, a grain, or a flower that is native to the Pacific Northwest to use at the event, which will use to symbolize nourishment, mobility, and ability to grow and flourish in different places. We'll have extras on hand, too. And I have a website here, florceraquiaya.mx. That's florceraquiaya.mx, as in Mexico. So again, this is Florecer Aqui e Allá, International Action and Solidarity Day. Saturday, July 6th, from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the Northwest Detention Center, 1623 East J Street in Tacoma, 98421. Next, on Sunday, July 7th, it's the Olé Assembly Reading Group. This month's reading is Social Ecology. This will be from 2 to 4 p.m. at 115 Legion Way. This event was organized by the Olympia Assembly. Our suggested reading this month will be Social Ecology, written and illustrated by Emily McGuire. This illustrated pamphlet is a fun and accessible introduction to social ecology, a theory developed by Murray Bookchin as an appeal for social reconstruction along ecological linings. Join us for a reading and a discussion of social ecology, whether you've done the reading or not. The reading group texts do not necessarily represent Olympia Assembly. We read them for critical engagement and discussion. So again, this is the Olé Assembly Reading Group, Social Ecology, Sunday, July 7th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at 115 Legion Way. Next on the list here, we have the Nisqually Aquatic Reserve Citizen Stewardship Meeting. This will be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at 4601 D. Millour Drive, Northeast. That's the letter D. Then we have M-I-L-L-U-H-R, 4601 D. Millour Drive, Northeast. And this event was organized by the Nisqually Aquatic Reserve, and this is their message. This is a monthly meeting for those who want to connect and share the many values found in the South Sound. Please send us a message if you can make it, as we serve food at every meeting. You can contact us via Facebook, or you can send an email to nrnc@nisqualiestuary.org. Again, that's nrnc@nisqualiestuary.org. This is for the Nisqually Aquatic Reserve Citizen Stewardship Meeting, Monday, July 8th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at 4601 D. Millour Drive, Northeast. Next, we have the Jacobin Reading Group. This will be Wednesday, July 10th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Orca Books, 509 4th Avenue East. And this event was organized by the Olympia Democratic Socialists of America. This is their message. OEDSA hosts a Jacobin reading group that meets on the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. at Orca Books, 509 East 4th Avenue. We generally discuss three or four short articles of interest to socialists published primarily, though not exclusively, in Jacobin. Contact us at jacobin@oledsa.com for more information. This is for the Jacobin Reading Group, Wednesday, July 10th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Orca Books, 509 4th Avenue East. Also on Wednesday, July 10th, we have Our Revolution Second Candidate Forum. This will be from 7 to 9 p.m. at 906 Columbia Street Southwest. And this event was organized by Florence Vincent. We've moved the venue for our second candidate forum. We will have a bigger room for our Port Commissioner forum. We will also have candidates for the Olympia, Tumwater, Lacey, and Yelm City Councils, and candidates for CD10. So again, this is Our Revolution Second Candidate Forum, Wednesday, July 10th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at 906 Columbia Street Southwest. Next, on Friday, July 12th, it's the 712 Shutdown ICE Profiteers event, Protest at Bank of America. This will be from noon to 3 p.m. at the Bank of America, 210 5th Avenue Southwest. This event was organized by the Olympia Assembly. While producing nightmares for migrants and refugees seeking safety, immigrant detention and deportation is a big business for corporations and financial institutions. Bank of America is the largest bank to provide significant funding to private prison corporations contracted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These corporations include CoreCivic, Geo Group, operator of the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, and Caliburn International, operation of the notorious Homestead Child Detention Facility in South Florida. It is time to follow the money and affect the bottom line of entities that profit from the criminalization of migrants. We will be taking collective and direct action from July 8th through July 12th to protest or shut down branch locations of Bank of America, SunTrust, and PNC Bank. So again, this is the 712 shutdown of ICE profiteers. Protest the Bank of America. Friday, July 12th, from noon to 3 p.m. at the Bank of America, 210 5th Avenue Southwest. Also on Friday, July 12th, we have Lights for Liberty Olympia. This will be from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Washington State Capitol, 416 Sid Snyder Avenue, Southwest. Sid is spelled S-I-D, Snyder is spelled S-N-Y-D-E-R. And this event was organized by Tiffany Kruger. On Friday, July 12, 2019, Lights for Liberty, a vigil to end human detention camps, will bring thousands of Americans together to protest the inhumane conditions faced by refugees. The Olympia event will take place at the Washington State Capitol building on the legislative building steps. We are a coalition of people, many of whom are mothers, dedicated to human rights and the fundamental principle behind democracy, that all human beings have a right to life, liberty, and dignity. We are partnering with national, regional, and local communities and organizations who believe that these fundamental rights are not negotiable and they are willing to protect them. So again, this is Lights Out for Liberty, Olympia, Friday, July 12th, from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Washington State Capitol, 416 Sid Snyder Avenue, Southwest. And also on Friday, July 12th, we have the League of Women Voters Olympia Mayor Candidate Forum. This will be from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Olympia Center, 222 Columbia Street Northwest. This event was organized by the League of Women Voters of Thurston County. They say people will be coming to meet the candidates and hear what they will do for Olympia. So again, this is the League of Women Voters Olympia Mayor Candidate Forum, Friday, July 12th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Olympia Center, 222 Columbia Street Northwest. And that's it for the calendar this week. And except for the bonus 6 minutes of music for Free Radio Olympia and Rainier Avenue radio listeners, that's it for the Thunderbolt this week. Keep in mind that the views expressed on the Thunderbolt represent those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, including their management, their donors, their underwriters, their staffers, their volunteers, nor any of their pets either. The Thunderbolt airs every Saturday at 1 a.m. on KAOS 89.3 FM in Olympia, every Saturday at noon on Free Radio Olympia, which is at 91.9 FM in Olympia when they're on the air. We play on Hollow Earth Radio, or KHUHLP 104.9 FM in Seattle, every Monday at 2 a.m., and we air every Monday at 11 a.m., and every Friday at 11 p.m. on RainierAvenueRadio.world. The Thunderbolt itself does not receive any funding from anyone other than occasional unsolicited donations from listeners and or readers. Though I do definitely encourage you to donate to the radio station that airs the Thunderbolt and any other public station that airs anything alternative to the mainstream media.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next week.